Welcome to Memorizing Scripture. I'm your host, Gordon, and this is your daily trainer for memorizing Bible verses. This week, we are learning Luke 16:13. This is also a review week, but before I talk about that, every single day I've been kind of commenting on the vision for this podcast, one of the visions, I guess I should say. But this particular vision about reaching men that I've mentioned, about reaching 1,000 men to get involved with weekly memorizing of Scripture, I think is really important. And like I've said before, if men can get involved in memorizing Scripture, it's going to change their families, it's going to change their personal lives, it's going to change the relationships of who they work with and how they really view the world in a biblical viewpoint. And much of the church today doesn't really attract men to want to go to church. And so if there are ways and things that we can do, especially that I can do to encourage men, this is what I want one of them to be, is to say, all right, we're going to memorize Scripture. We're going to challenge ourselves as men to figure out how to learn as godly men in our life and the life that God has set before us. And so that is one of my goals. And so I would want to encourage you that if you have a husband or a brother or a son, an uncle, a friend, some guy in your life, send this podcast their way, encourage them and say, hey, this is a 10-minute podcast every day. Gordon picks a verse of the week, and he does a little devotional every single day, and he wants to encourage you and help you memorize Scripture so that way when you're out in life and you're getting beat up by the world, that God loves you, first of all, and that we can have Scripture in our heart to help us through that time to get closer to God and potentially also help others. All right? So let's go ahead, and we're going to jump into our review week. This is the last day of our review week as well. And so I'm going to say a verse again with some Mad Lib type things, leave out a few words, and you try to fill in those blanks. And also I want you to guess which verse this was, or which verse this is that we were studying weeks ago. So here we go. This verse says, "Blessed is the man who remains blank under trial, for when he has stood the blank, he will receive the blank of life, which God has promised to those who blank him." Again, this verse says, "Blessed is the man who remains blank under trial. For when he has stood the blank, he will receive the blank of life, which God has promised to those who love him." All right, I'm going to give you a second to think about which verse that might be. Maybe think about what words were left out. And here we go. All right, so that verse was James 1:12. And again, it fully says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Again, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Again, that's James 1:12. All right, we're going to go ahead and jump in with our memory verse this week. And again, this is Friday, our last day of talking about our memory verse, and we're going to talk about some application. But before we do, here we go. "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." You cannot serve God and money. All right, so this week, our recap is that we talked a little bit about Luke is writing this, obviously the Gospel of Luke, and the person saying this is Jesus. And he's talking about the parable of the unrighteous manager, the unrighteous steward. And basically, what we are getting out of this is, yes, you cannot serve two masters, God and money, but also that we need to invest into the kingdom of God. This application that I want to talk to today, as far as not serving money as a master, is really just the phrase, deny yourself. Deny yourself. I think one of the biggest things that is more and more difficult for us in today's world is willpower. If we want something, we can get it almost immediately. And this plays out for our desire for riches, our desire for wealth and money. And the more money we can get, the more stuff we can get and more credit card debt and all those things that come with that. And so if we deny ourselves and practice that slowly, we can begin to deny ourselves by saying, you know what, God's got us. You know, you can compare it to a diet, you can compare it to other things. When you deny yourself, it's usually for a good reason, and it's going to lead to benefiting things in the future. But when we are trying to just be easily satisfied and continue to get the things we want, we become these consumer leeches. And really, we don't have much willpower, because as soon as we see something on Amazon, we click it, it comes to our door, and we got it. And that was easy. And this leads me to one of the things that my wife and did last year was we actually canceled our Amazon Prime membership. We lost the free shipping, the same day shipping, the 2 day shipping. We lost the library of music and movies and the Thursday night football and everything else that comes with Amazon Prime. But we did gain a tremendous amount of willpower, because in this world today, when you're buying things on the go and trying to do stuff, we have found that we started buying things that we actually really didn't need. They were just there and we wanted them. And it could have been books or camera gear for me or music gear. But when you're scrolling through Amazon and you're trying to find anything from toothpaste to whatever, and you see these other things that they want you to see because they want you to buy it, number one, you're losing your willpower. And number two, you're just spending money. And so as a result, we actually saved quite a bit of money already, because our bill used to be much higher than it is now. And believe it or not, we are surviving. We are surviving without Amazon Prime. But I don't feel like I'm missing out at all. It's just a part of life. There's nothing new in this life. I don't need same day shipping. I don't need to be satisfied every single moment of my life. In fact, that doesn't even help me grow, with the willpower. And there's nothing in this life that I can't drive to if I truly need it, between food, clothes, and Lowe's. That's food, clothes, and home. That's Matthew 6. It talks about he's going to give us the right food and the clothes and a shelter over our head. Anyway, it's a joke. Food, clothes, and Lowe's. But if you work on denying yourself different things that are unnecessary, that are luxury things, I think our willpower grows more and more and more. And when the temptations of life truly come and our faith is truly tested, there is a shaping and a molding and a chiseling that really helps us withstand the temptations and the systems of this world that the devil has put in place, that he wants to destroy us ultimately. And I think if we don't build that muscle of willpower, we're going to crumble. And I think we kind of see that in our world today. People have no willpower. They want what they want when they want it. And that reminds me a lot of my two-year-old. And I think we need to be more mature than that. So work on denying yourself. And again, I earlier talked a little bit about you can deny yourself dessert. If you're trying to eat healthy, you can deny yourself a coffee every single day to save money. You can deny yourself just spending money. You can get rid of Amazon Prime and get rid of different TV. We also got rid of Netflix too, because we're denying ourselves just constantly being entertained and kind of being entertainment zombies in a way. So those are some things that we've applied in our own life. And I can tell you it's very fruitful and very beneficial, because I've taken that focus and shifted it toward reading the word and sermons and doing podcasts like this, where I'm making the most of my time, and ultimately also doing things, investing the kingdom, like spending time with other Christians. And it's amazing. And the second thing I want to talk about is stewarding God's money. We learned that, yesterday and the day before that we need to steward God's money as well. And if we're not already doing that, God's not likely going to give us more to steward. If we don't have that attitude of investing in the kingdom today, why would he give us more in the future? And so we need to find ways to steward God's money well. And the first part about this is, of course, we need to pursue whatever necessities we need to live with you and your family. God is giving you that money, giving you that job to make money so that you can live in this world as we know it. He's not unaware of that. He knows we need money to live. But past that, how are you spending your money and how are you stewarding God's money? Because all of it is God's money. Who's going to need help in the church? Are you tithing to church? Are you praying where there might be needs in the church? Again, verse 9 says, "And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by the means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings." So how can you make friends and relationships by using God's money in a good way? Not for bribing and not for making people feel guilty, but who's going to welcome you in the kingdom of heaven for who you served with money? Not expecting anything in return. Whatever that may be, it could be a gift. It could be someone who actually needs something, like a tool, let's say, like maybe they need a lawnmower or something because it's a single mom who can't mow her grass because she can't afford a lawnmower. I don't know, things like that. Or someone who needs help with medical bills. I'm not really sure, but you know there's opportunities in your life where we can begin to invest in other people and really invest in the kingdom, because ultimately it's God's money. What does he want you to do with it? Now, I recognize that all this is extremely difficult to live out, because number one, we need money to live. And even King Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes that we understand that we need money to live. And this metaphor that he has in Ecclesiastes 10 about a drunken king trying to solve his problems through taxes, it says, a feast is made for laughter and wine makes life merry, but money is the answer to everything. We know that money helps us throughout life. Money is the answer to everything in this dark system of this world. We understand that. But the flip side, God is sovereign. He knows everything. And he created this world. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He knows what's going on. And so what I want to ask you guys again is, which master do you serve? Do you serve that God who knows everything, or do you serve money? Are you always talking about God, or are you always talking about money? Are you always worried about money, or do you constantly have your mind set toward God? Do you have a peace and a contentment about where your life is right now, or do you covet the wealth of others? Do you covet the wealth and the riches that other people have? And so those are some things we need to think about when we're serving God or serving money and serving idols. Money is the biggest thing that has always been a competing idol, and maybe the competing idol with God. People want power and riches, and it all starts with money, just like we learned yesterday in 1 Timothy 6. The root of all evil is the love of money. Okay? So consider those things, and deny yourself was the first one, and being good stewards of God's money today. What are some ways you can do that? All right, and if you got a great story about some of this stuff, like how are you stewarding God's money, and how God worked in amazing ways with financial resources and wealth, I'd be curious to hear what those are, and maybe even share them on this podcast, because one of the ways that we can just see God moving is hearing God's power among his people. And it's extremely encouraging, because we go day to day with a lot of similar life routine things going on. And when something extraordinary happens in that way, it's pretty encouraging. So you can always reach out to me through YouTube or email me at idealmailbag@gmail.com. But until then, we are going to wrap up this week and today's podcast with our memory verse. And I'm going to just say it one last time. Say it with me. I'll say it slowly. And that's Luke 16:13. Here we go. And no servant can serve two masters, for he either will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. All right, fantastic job this week. We learned a lot. And until next time, continue to put on the mind of Christ. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Memorizing Scripture. I do hope that this content does help you draw closer to God. And if you enjoyed this podcast and want to help the impact of our show, please like, rate, review, comment, subscribe to this podcast. It does help get the word out, and I would truly appreciate it.